air.
The show that's a beacon for patriots worldwide.
Counting
it's
down.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We will have live coverage all the way to midnight. Man, we're going late. We'll be live all the way to midnight tonight. How about that? You like that? On debate night? Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things emerging as Kamala Harris preps for her first and only debate against Donald Trump. She's too chicken to debate him more than once. She is a coward, after all. And so she's been doing, I think it was six mock stage debates with a Trump impersonator. Trump's not even doing any debate prep is what they're saying. He's just campaigning and doing interviews. He did another one today. There's a funny moment that happened. We'll play that too. But a lot of Kamala clips and stories are emerging now. This is from 1995, an ABC profile on Mayor Willie Brown. And is there a familiar character in this video? And what is ABC News suggesting about the quote-unquote fine women that you see on the screen in clip 20?
He's a rogue, all right, notorious for his flamboyant lifestyle. Flashy clothes, fancy parties, fine women.
Are you his daughter?
Come on, Harris.
And fast cars.
You should from now on address me as...
Here's Kamala again.
The mayor.
And there's
if
the cackle.
If ever a man and a municipality were made for each other, it is this man, this place.
By the way, how's San Francisco done since the 90s? Where's San Francisco at 20 years later? But I suppose that's just the overall story of what happens when Democrats get in charge and destroy cities and loot them and rob them blind. So, but wait a second. So there's Kamala, Willie Brown's side hoe. But guys, I'm sorry. Did ABC News just suggest it was an escort? Quote unquote, very fine women. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Rogue, all right. Notorious for his flamboyant lifestyle. Flashy clothes. Fancy parties. Fine women.
Are you his daughter?
Fine women.
Are you his daughter?
And it's fast Kamala Harris at Willie Brown's arm. To quote the great
if ever a man and a
Judge Joe Brown,
made for each other, it is this man.
I know a street hoe when I see one. I mean, fine women, and it's Kamala on Willie Brown's arm, just like she was on Montel Williams' arm. Is that ABC News subtly suggesting at the time in 1995 that Kamala Harris was an escort? What a time for that to reemerge on debate night. That's fun. That's certainly fun. Where was Willie's wife at the time, I wonder? So here you have fake news like Amber Rye at CNN, who claims there are no black Trump supporters. They don't exist. Of course, that's just patently false. Here's one podcaster named Starring Amber, and she has a couple choice words for Kamala Harris in clip 23.
You know why Kamala wants the mics turned on during the debate? Because she wants to cosplay as the sassy black woman. This is her strategy to win. Kamala wants the mics turned on so she can be a sassy black woman. And then when you go online, you go see everybody saying things like, oh, don't play with black women. Black women do this. Don't play with black women. Black women. Don't play with black. That's her whole strategy to win. During the debate in 2020 with Mike Pence, every headline, every tweet, everybody was talking about how she was saying, I'm speaking, Mr. Pence, I'm speaking, more than any policy stance she had.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
I have to
I'm
wait
speaking. Up. Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
The important is you said the truth.
She don't care about appealing to y'all about her policies. She don't care about appealing to y'all on an intellectual level. She wants y'all to get on Twitter and be like, a black woman do this. A black woman do that. That's her whole plan to win. Do y'all feel dumb? Because she think y'all dumb. I'm going to be the sassy black woman, and I'm going to win a debate from the low IQ retard. I'm a sassy black woman, and I'm going to win a debate from the low IQ people. Which is the majority of you guys. That's what she want to do. And they also said reporters will be in the room to report on what can be heard when mics are muted. Okay, so the fake news will be in the room to report on what can be heard while mics are muted. Kamala is so desperate to be the sassy black woman. She even got reporters in the room to tell y'all when she being sassy. This is so crazy to me. I'm so ready to see what memes y'all are going to make, how distracted y'all are going to be from the fact that our migrants are getting $150,000 down payments in homes. Migrants are getting credit cards in Chicago. Okay, migrants are getting shelter and all that, and then they're getting health care in California. But y'all going to be on Twitter talking about, oh, Kamala, she's sassy. Oh, my gosh, she told that white man. That's her strategy to win. She wants to win you over. Well, she wants to win the low IQ people over by being the sassy black woman. Are you guys ready for that?
Now, she's not wrong. The misinformation show. She's not wrong. And let's remember, Kamala Harris was Indian up until about, I don't know, maybe at most like 2 or 3 years ago, or maybe when she became vice president, she became black. And the Wikipedia rewrites show it. Her own speeches show it. The credit that other Democrats gave her show it. Her own appearances on cooking shows show it. She always was the Indian. She always was an Indian woman. And then for convenience sake, for Joe Biden, they wanted the black vote, so she became a black woman. And then they rewrote her Wikipedia page and memory hold all the times where she said she's the first Indian woman in the Senate, an Indian woman as a prosecutor and everything else, pretend like her mom doesn't exist. So that's just what they do to pander to voters. But they are the most low IQ at this point. And the truth of the matter is, it's either straight up low IQ or just low information voters that would vote for Kamala Harris. And we've got an example. Here's one guy who asks a Kamala Harris voter. He says, I like her policies. Well, can you name a policy? How do you think that goes in clip 15?
For Kamala.
Kamala.
Why Kamala?
Just because of policies. She's more vocal on her policies.
Could you name 3 of her policies for me?
Well, I mean.
Got this, man.
No, yes. You're good. You're good. Sorry, it just, you caught me off guard.
No, yeah, they they always get caught off guard. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, my mind starts to race once I start talking about policies.
Hey, I understand.
Like, yeah, you get nervous because you don't know anything. I really like her policies, you know. She's real outspoken. I like her policies. Oh, name a few policies. Well, every damn time with a frickin' Democrat. Every damn time. You know, it's not like I'm retired from on the street stuff or confrontation videos. I've kind of been forced into the sidelines by the federal government since I can't really travel, and since we can't have security here, I can't really go into hostile areas like I used to because I just get assaulted every time. So I'm kind of watching this. It's kind of, you know, part of me kind of feels like the old guy that's retired, like watching the young guys play. Like, man, you know, I'd like to be out there again. Because, I mean, I don't know. Does anybody shred them like I did? Here's another one. Here's another one, a guy out on the streets, he finds a group of Kamala supporters. I mean, these people are just so dumb. And then they're stunned, and the guy talking here happens to be black, and he's like, no, I like Trump. And they're like, what? I don't believe it. Here it is, clip 28.
Trump or Kamala?
Kamala.
All the fucking
Kamala.
Way.
All the way? Kamala. Oh.
Yeah, we We just all going Kamala here. Kamala group right here. What about you? Kamala. Oh God. Oh.
Wait. What are you?
I'm Trump. I'm pro Trump.
Yo.
So this isn't going anywhere then.
I'm pro.
Wait. Why?
Have you gotten mainly Trump or mainly Kamala?
Well,
I hear.
Well, I wasn't with this group. I don't know. That kind of is even things out.
It's all Trump until this group.
Why Trump?
Come again?
Speak of truth.
Like, convince
speak
me.
Speak of truth. Let's start here.
Okay.
The economy was better with
was
Trump.
It? Was it?
What I don't like is the illegal immigrants coming to the country. I would like to close the borders.
Pause it real quick. This is it's mind-boggling how dumb these people are, and I don't say that as an insult. I mean, they're literally this dumb. And he says, "Hey, I don't like having open borders and illegal immigrants." And this girl here, who sounds like she's Australian, she goes, "Oh, I'm an immigrant." And she's like, takes that offensively, like, "I'm an immigrant. Why would you say that? What don't you understand? There is a difference between an illegal alien and an immigrant. An immigrant goes through the legal process to become a citizen. You did that. He's not talking about you. He's talking about people who come into the country illegally, and now they come into the country illegally and they get free everything. They get free food. They get free housing. They get free bus tickets, plane tickets, everything for free. That's the problem. Not you, an immigrant who comes in this country and probably works and makes money and pays taxes and contributes." And she literally doesn't get it. She doesn't get it. And so in a way, actually, the illegal immigrant from Haiti with a 45 IQ is actually smarter than she is, because the illegal immigrant from Haiti's like, "Oh, I can come here and get free stuff. Cool. Oh, I can go to the park and get a goose for a meal. Cool." She's like, "I'm an immigrant. Why don't you like me?" Nobody said anything about immigrants. So, all right, go back to that part, because they only get dumber from there. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You're an odd case, but it's okay. We want you here.
Yeah.
No, we want you here. I mean, I'm not against closing the borders. I just think we should do it legally. Just like us Americans, we can't simply just go to different countries and claim citizenship, can we?
I mean,
the best country in the world, and we can't go anywhere and just say we're citizens.
Why do you need to go somewhere else?
I love America. I love America as well. I love America. That's great.
Honestly, do you really think that Trump is the person to represent us? Like,
versus Kamala? Okay, so between 2016 and 2020, we had no wars.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is, Russia invading Ukraine.
He was in Putin's back pocket. That's why we had no
Russia
wars.
Invading. All
right.
Wait, I have a real question.
Real question.
How many wars nearly started because of Trump?
Nearly. I mean, how many actually started?
But nearly.
How many actually?
What does that even mean?
Like the U.S. doesn't control like world wars, man.
The U.S. doesn't control world wars, man. Says the college-educated liberal. The guy goes, "There were no wars because Trump was in Putin's back pocket. Then explain to me why Ukraine gets invaded by Russia when Obama is president and then again when Biden becomes president. If Trump is Putin's lapdog or in his back pocket, why does Russia invade Ukraine when Democrats are in office?" So see, it really has reached this point. In 2024, you're only voting for the Democrat if you are a low IQ or a low information voter. And every video you talk to a Democrat proves it. Every single time. And so that's what makes it so difficult for Trump tonight. He doesn't have to appeal to you in this audience. He doesn't have to appeal to me. Yeah. Well, you guys got that one together quick. In fact, Trump trying to appeal to you or I is like a bad strategy. Trump has to find a way to reach the low IQ, no information voter. That has to be his strategy tonight. A highly informed voter, a high IQ voter, is already going to vote for Donald Trump. So how does he reach the low IQ, low information voter like those clowns that you just saw in those videos? That's what makes it tough. And then you just have the psychotics, like this dude in clip 17. He sees two guys talking about Trump, and he starts to take a run at the guy. I think this guy's name is Francisco. We've featured a lot of his videos before. I think he's even been on the show. And he's sitting there talking about why they like Trump with this guy. And this boy, white liberal, starts to take a charge at him. And Francisco doesn't even move. I mean, he's a pretty big guy. And he just, like, stands his ground. And then the soy boy liberal, like, realizes, like, oh, I don't know. I have made a bad choice here. And he just kind of stalks off. So here's the psychotic side of the liberal in clip 17.
Because he's the best for the country. Because he's the best for the
country.
Look
at this weird guy. Yeah, he's never lifted a weight in his life.
They call us weird.
Are you really going to hit me? Are you really going to hit me? You look like Thomas Crooks. You look like Thomas Crooks. You're crazy. You better get out of here before you get your ass kicked.
Wow.
What a psycho.
That's your average white dude for Harris.
We got that on camera. Little soy boy.
A truly deranged psychotic, folks. I mean, that's a... It's really sad because that's a fellow American. I don't want my fellow American men to be soy boy retards. You know, I want my guys to be healthy and smart and strong. That's what I like. I don't want to go hang out with some brain dead liberal zombie soy boy. You slow motion that guy running. I mean, this guy looks like he's never ran in his life. This guy looks like, I mean, I don't know. That's weird, man. You want to talk about weird? What kind of liberal psychotic decides to make a run at somebody who would obviously beat his brains out? What kind of liberal psychotic decides to make a run at somebody when he doesn't even know how to run? I'm sure he's never been in a fight. I mean, what is that? Yeah. Yeah, that's straight up comedy right there. That's unintentional comedy in your pink shorts. In your pink shorts and flip-flops, bro. And you're going to take a run at a guy who could probably knock you out with one punch. And you look like you've never ran in your life before, and you've probably never thrown a punch or taken a punch. But you see that Trump flag, and you get big. You see that Trump flag, and all of a sudden, you're a hard man. You're a hardened man. And then the reality hits. Oh, yeah, I'm a fat slob retard. I better back down. So I guess he had one IQ point left to not get his block knocked off. Good God, this is what we're up against. Good God, this is what we're up against. No, the video to play would be when that psychotic guy poured coffee on Alex and then he took off in a sprint. I mean, look at this guy, though. Yeah. That's your frontline soldier for a liberal right there. That's the guy on the front lines. What do you mean? No, he just doesn't know how to run. There's no... Man. Can you imagine if somebody like that was charging at you? I mean, honestly, I don't know. It would almost just be instinctual to just like, you know, just hit him with the quick shoulder, just a... You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, here's the Jones video. The Pumpkinhead runs the 40 in about 4.4 flat in the streets of Seattle. I mean, look at that goblin. That is a straight-up goblin walking the streets of Seattle. This is what we're up against. These are the frontline soldiers of the liberal army. But seriously, like, could you imagine, like, some liberal starts charging at you, and you know it's just, you just hit, just a little, and it's lights out, baby. Crying to mommy. But no, that guy actually realized, he got within a foot of Francisco, and he was like, oh, that would be the end of my day. My boyfriend wouldn't be able to take me out for dinner tonight, so I better stop. All right. How about CNN realizing how insane Kamala Harris's policies are? You know what? I've gone long here, so we'll have to come back to this. You've got CNN host Erin Burnett, who's reading some of Kamala's policies, and she's like, "Really? She supports what? What do you think the most insane policy that Kamala Harris has voice support for is?" Now, here's the thing. Kamala just says whatever she needs to in the current moment. Like, I got this other video where she's like, yeah, we should have different laws for black people and white people. She just says it in the moment. She may believe that. She may not believe that. It doesn't matter. She's in the moment. The person she's speaking to, who's a black man, says, we need to have different laws. Yes, we do. Yeah, oh, yeah. Somebody says, you're an Indian woman, aren't you? Yes, I am. Yeah, oh, yeah. Somebody says, you're a proud, strong black woman. I am. I'm a strong, proud black woman. Yeah. Somebody says, Kamala, you like collard greens? I love collard greens. Collard greens are great. Yeah, yeah. She goes into a spice shop. I love spice. Woo, we're making spices. How about that? How about you want a little spice in clip 13? How about some spicy Kamala, clip 13?
Are you ready to face Donald Trump?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Best part of debate prep for you? What's your favorite part?
Being at the spice store, I finally got all of the debate prep to look at these spices. Best part of debate prep so far.
I'm looking at spices. This woman is so unserious. I'm just curious, and I really mean this. Would you eat food cooked by Kamala Harris? You know, because she tries to play this thing like she's a good cook. And then she says she makes collard greens in the bathtub, you know, where you wipe your ass. You know, where people sit in a pool of their own sweat. And she says she's going to make collard greens in the bathtub. I'm serious. Do you think Kamala Harris is actually a good cook? I'm really curious. Do you think Kamala Harris, would you eat food prepared by Kamala Harris? Do you think she's a good cook? I will tell you this. I might be open-minded, but if Kamala served me a plate of collard greens, I'm not touching them.
Are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.